I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen. Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with yet another Road to Diamond interview. And I have the great honor of talking today with Teresa Jingles from Cold Springs, Texas, where she says it's not so cold today in the middle of July. So Teresa, welcome to Road to Diamond. Can't wait to hear your story.
Thank you.
So how I like to start all of these interviews off, Teresa, is to ask people, who were you, what were you doing, and even where were you before you ever heard of Young Living?
I was a homeschool stay-at-home mom. I got married in 1975, we got engaged in 74, and we chose for me to stay home and not work. So he was a postmaster, and I was a stay-at-home mom, and I have not had a job since then, since we married in 1974, or 1975, I keep saying that. We got married, and I quit college after one semester, and I never went back to college, so I had no experience, I had no education. And we started having children. We have two adult children, and we adopted twice from China when they grew up. So we have homeschooled most of our life. Now, they actually have a tutor, I can't say that, but our company pays for a tutor that comes in and teaches these. But yes, I was a stay-at-home mom that had no outside sources. I mean, we're in a town of less than 800 people.
And you were living in Cold Springs then too?
Yes, 35 years I've been here.
Wow.
And we never traveled. I seldom left my house. That I was that family. Wow. My husband came home for lunch every day, and that was it.
There's 800 people in your town?
Almost.
And how far is the biggest or the mid-sized city of, say, 50,000 people or more?
45 minutes.
Wow.
Yes.
So you're out there. And yes. The reason I ask you that is sometimes people, depending on where they live, they think, well, I can't do this because I don't live in Houston or, you know, San Francisco or Los Angeles or New York City. And my experience is the best stories come out of the small towns because people are better connected in small towns. They tend to trust each other more and might be easier actually to get a few people over to a class if you're in Cold Springs than if you're in Chicago.
Yes.
So what was there something going on in your life, like an awareness about health and natural health care? Who were you such that when you were introduced to Young Living, and I'm going to ask you about that separately, who were you such that when you were introduced to the products, you listened? Was there anything about you that made your listening open?
I was always health conscious. So, and my family says they were my guinea pigs always because I tried anything that was natural. And I went to Deborah Rayburn. She was she lived about 30 minutes from me, and I would go to her because she was a naturopath, and she would give me consults on products that I could use. And so I went one day, and I told her a need that we had, and she said, "You really ought to try Young Living essential oils." I said, "What's that?" And her response was, "I'm not sure. I just started using these."
Well, there's a good naturopath for you.
But she told me about it, and so I ordered it. I came home and told my husband I ordered this. And he said, okay, now we're into voodoo. I don't know, but she's never steered me wrong. And so whatever this is, we're going to try it. And that's
it. Wow. So I assume that answers the question, who introduced you to Young Living and how did they introduce you? Is Deborah your sponsor?
Yes.
Wow. How cool is that? Well, congratulations. All right. So that answers the second question, how you got introduced and by whom. So then what did you do with it, Teresa? What year was this that you were introduced?
This was 2001.
That's a long time ago. That's This is 2019 interview. So that's 18 years ago.
Yes.
What did you do with the Young Living product line and opportunity after Deborah introduced it to you? And I might also ask, what did Deborah do with it during that time?
Well, I didn't know there was a business side of it. I didn't know there were any products other than oils. And so at the time we had what was called the Essential 7 kit. So I had 7 bottles of oil and I just started studying them. We didn't have any materials, but we had an email group. And so different ones of us would email each other to learn about how we could use these oils. And Deborah was not building at the time, but she would still tell other people about them. So we just kind of grew into this group just to learn about oils. And then I actually went inactive because I had so many oils I didn't need anymore. And I didn't know there were other products. So I went inactive. And then I reactivated my account because I needed a bottle of Thieves Oil. And then Deborah in 2005 asked everyone that she had kind of accidentally enrolled. She told us that she was going to do this as a business and was looking for some people to work with her. I had just adopted twice from China and I had toddlers. And I said, you know, I've never had a job. I've never had a business. I've never done any network marketing. I've never done anything like this. And I don't even know about it. And I'm just not interested in that. I just want the products. Well, by then I knew Ningxia and I was using the supplements. And so I started seeing Deborah. This was 2005. By 2008, she was becoming successful.
Yeah.
And I was shocked at the change that was happening. And so I told my husband, I said, I really think I want to try this as a business. But in my mind, I had this thought of like Avon or something, you know, where you have products but I didn't want to carry inventory. So I wasn't sure about this because I'd been using them for so long, but I didn't know about it.
How did you learn about the ins and outs of the opportunity?
I really didn't know much. So I just started doing it. And that's why after a year, I didn't have hardly any members. And then Deborah asked me to go to a training in Houston. And the main speaker was Marcella Von Harding. And so at this meeting, people were talking about somebody just hit silver and somebody hit gold. I didn't know what that was. I've been, quote, building for a full year. And I didn't even know there were ranks. I had no clue what I was doing. I didn't have no training.
Kind of goes to show you the difference between building for a year, and I don't have your stats right in front of me, but I think you personally enrolled something like 8 or 10 people your first year, and you were a senior star or something. So we wouldn't really call that building, but it's better. It's better than being a customer. You're the classic example, Teresa, of leaders are born at events. So yes. You know, I always ask people, what was the event that turned all your lights on to the opportunity? Sometimes it's reading a book. Sometimes it's watching a video. Sometimes it's being on a Zoom. Sometimes it's a one-on-one coffee. And lots of times it's actually going to an event, a live event where there's real people and real passion and the lights come on. And that's where we have our epiphany. And we shift immediately from this is something that that other people do to this is something that I'm going to do. And I think it's fascinating that you recollect specifically that it was the names of the ranks and people talking about ranks that really piqued your curiosity and shifted you.
And Marcella Von Harding said, Young Living has a lot of money to pay But most of you will quit before you ever get there. All you have to do is never quit and keep doing the same thing over and over and over and enroll people and train them and teach them. She said, if you never quit, they have it on the table. So I came home and told my husband, I said, they're betting against me. They think I can't do this. They have all this money that I can't get to. I said, okay, I've been studying something about network marketing, and I've learned the average person takes 5 to 7 years to make it to the top, to make it successful. I said, I've only been doing this 1 year, so I need 6 more years. I said, I have to do this as a real business, and I'm not understood that. So I'm going to have to take 6 years and really invest in this. Are you in? And he kind of looked back. He said, I guess I have to be.
I guess I am.
So then I started studying what to do, how to really build. And I started reading books and what, I don't even know what books or videos I watched, but I just had to learn how to do this because I'd never known.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, that's, you know, what I love about your story, Teresa, is that, you know, you went through the process a lot of people go through in Young Living, and some people stay engaged, and, you know, credit to Deborah, to get you to that event. What's her first name? Is it Marissa or Melissa Von Harding?
Marcella.
Yeah. You know, credit to her, language from the stage, brilliant language that got yes. your attention. And, you know, the people that stay customers forever or go on to build something, sometimes the only difference is exposure to those kind of ideas. So credit to Deborah to get you to that event where you could hear that language and see that vision. And then things changed for you. So year two building, what did you do different in year two than you did year one?
I woke up in the morning and thought, okay, this is my business. It's up to me to make it successful. What do I need to do today to make this successful?
Every morning.
I mean, I decided if we had bought a dress shop or a restaurant, I would get up in the morning every day and figure out what I needed to do to be successful. And so that's how I approach my day every day.
And the first thing,
I was on the phone making phone calls constantly.
The first thing you would do if you bought a traditional business in the morning is you would go to the business and unlock the door and do whatever
inventory. You need to do, yes.
Right? So yeah, in our business, it's pick up the phone.
Yes.
So what were your, do you remember, I know we have it in your stats somewhere, but do you remember what your rank was at the end of the second year and third year and like what your progression
was? Pretty much, I advanced a rank a year. I know in 2010 I hit silver.
Yep.
And, that was just the most thrilling thing for me. I remember that night when it happened.
And did you go to Silver Retreat?
Yes.
And where was that? St. Mary's?
Yes. Uh-huh. I've been Idaho. Yes.
Yep. And what kind of difference did that make for you going to Silver Retreat?
Well, I took my daughter hit silver the year after I did. And so I waited and she and I went together. And then we had two other people in our, so we had four of us that went to Silver Retreat together. And the momentum was just great with that. Yeah, taking people with us.
Brilliant, brilliant strategy. So it took you about 5 years, kind of textbook, to get to Diamond. Can you tell us anything specifically, strategically, that you learned along the way, lessons along the journey, things that you did that made a big difference, that created growth in your team?
To let people be their own leaders.
Tell us about that. That's brilliant.
That I do not need to be the leader. I do not need to know it all. I don't need to vomit up all the information I have about Young Living. I mean, when you've been in the company this long, you have so many stories. And I did have to learn that I didn't have to share everything that I knew, because these other people are the ones that were more important. They needed to be the ones sharing. They needed to be the one talking. The people that I was working with, I needed to make sure that they felt that they were the ones that were important. They were the leaders and they rose to it.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So How long's your career now? I guess it's 18, something like 18 years. What is life for you like now? We talked about a little bit like about this before the interview. And what I want people to hear is what you're doing with your success in Young Living. Like, how has it changed your life and how are you living your life?
Any way I want to.
That's kind of the definition of freedom and independence.
It is. It's amazing. Because we lived on a fixed income. I mean, my husband was a postmaster. And so we lived payday to payday all of our married life. That's what we knew. And I'm not complaining about it. We chose that. And we had a good life. But we didn't have anything extra. I remember sitting at my computer one time and somebody sending me an email. And they were trying to collect money to do some amazing thing overseas. And I pushed my laptop back and I just yelled, I'm sick of this. I want to be able to write a check when people need money. I just want to be able to write a check for it and say, go do it. I'm tired of not having money that I can just hand over to people when I see that it's important. And now it's an option.
And I'll bet you do a lot of that.
It is so great.
Is your husband retired now?
He's been retired almost 10 years.
Oh, beautiful. And do you travel much?
Yes. Young Living's taken us to Croatia and Paris and Ecuador and Banff. And we went to Kenya with the foundation. And we work with an organization called Who Lives, which is Water, Health, and Opportunity. And so we went and dug water wells. Yes. So wow. We were both in our 60s and having more fun than we've ever had.
Yeah, beautiful. Congratulations to you, Teresa. What a great story. So my last question for you is, most of the people listening and watching these, Teresa, are, stars, senior stars, executives, maybe silvers. In terms of the numbers of people watching, they're the lower ranks. And of course, you're probably familiar with the thought process in the lower ranks, which is, I'd like to, I want to, it would be nice, but. And it's the but that takes people out of the game. So what would you say to these people about their journey, about the but?
The biggest difference, I tell people all the time, the biggest difference in me and them is belief. I really believe this is a business. I really believe that I have a business and it can be successful. And so I get up in the morning still. Because I have a business and I want it to be more successful. So the difference is I don't get up in the morning wishing, I get up in the morning doing.
Yeah, and what I want to point people to is what you declared, Teresa, after you got back from that Houston event. And so there's a distinction between declaring something, deciding something, and believing it. Yeah. Sometimes those two are wrapped pretty tight together, but oftentimes we talk about believing something when actually all we did was make it up and declare it. So you said you came home from Houston, where you just went as a customer, and you listened to a few people talk that you didn't even know, and you decided something about how your Young Living business was going to be for you.
Yes.
I want you to repeat that for these people because you may have believed it, but it's not like you had a lot of evidence for it. It's not like you'd ever done it before. You didn't perhaps know anybody who'd ever done it before. But you just went and listened to this few people for a few hours, and all of a sudden you decided some really key things about a business you really didn't know much about. So could you share that again for the audience as we wrap this up? You went to Houston. You heard about the opportunity. What did you come home and decide?
I came home and decided that I was doing this. It was kind of a challenge. Marcella challenged me. She didn't even know me. She didn't even recognize me. I was just one of the crowd. But in her talk, she challenged me when she said, they have a lot of money on the table and most of you will never get any of it because most of you will quit before you. She said, some people will hit the rank of silver. You'll be making a couple of $1,000 a month and you'll be satisfied. And I couldn't even imagine a couple of $1,000 a month. But by the end of that, I thought, if all I have to do is share with people and train them and never stop, then I can do that. And I can do it every day. So I knew that I needed 6 more years. I'd only done it 1 year. So I said, I'm doing this every day for 6 years as a business.
That's it right there. I'm doing this every day for 6 years as opposed to, well, I did it for a year and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Like, for 6 years as a business. And what does as a business mean? Well, just imagine you opened a store or you invested your life savings in a restaurant or a dress shop or a yoga studio or anything else. You wouldn't treat it the way most people treat their Young Living opportunity, which is, I'll do it when I get around to doing it, if it continues to be fun.
Yes.
And those people leave all the money right back in Lehigh, Utah, in the vault.
Yes.
Teresa Jingles, what an amazing story. I love, love, love hearing it. I can't wait to meet you somewhere down the road. Thank you for sharing this. It's going to impact Young Living members all over the world for years to come because they're going to listen to your story and it's going to make a difference.
That is great. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us for yet another Road to Diamond. We'll see you down your road. Remember, the work is...
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthruRank.com. We'll see you there.